Back in KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night as we continue on to talk to our coverage area coaches, week two of the winter sports season. Steve Putz is the head coach of the Edco Viking girls. The Vikings are off to a 2-3 start since we last talked. 1-2 with games on Thursday, Friday, and then Monday. As we start with that game on Thursday night, Coach, Independence and hosted Coach Conrad and company and fell to the Mustangs, a Class 4A team, 53-47, the final in that one. Talk about that one and what decided it in the end that gave the Mustangs a slight advantage.
Yeah, no, exactly. It was a really close game pretty much throughout the whole game. I mean, that game we were without Rachel Ecclesiter that game, so she did not play that game. So we Kendall Whitman really stepped up for me off the bench that night and was a huge contributor for me. They're a good physical team. They have a couple of really good guards, and they have their one big post player that gave us fits at times when they got it down deep at the low block. But the girls really battled adversity throughout the game, and we did cut it within two there late in the fourth to give ourselves a chance there, and it just happened to be where we just didn't hit a few shots down the end there. But I was really happy with our team's effort of how we played that game, because when it came down to it, we lost by six, and Independence had six more made free throws than we did. So it was just a difference of, you know, just in free throws really at the end of the day, not so much the game itself.
That was the home opener. Fell to Independence. You got to stay at home on Friday night and welcome in the Knights of North Cedar and took them down 69-35 on the back of Rachel Ecclesiter, who is back and set that record, broke the record, and had seven threes in the game to lead the way for the Vikings. What an effort by Rachel on Friday night.
Yeah, no, exactly. To battle back, to come right off of that after missing Thursday's game with stuff that she's dealing with, and to have that mindset, you know, the very next day to come in and play like, you know, like no other day. Really is no different day for her, it seemed like, but it really is. But and the team really rallied behind her at the end. She had that 6-1 early there in the fourth, whatever. So the team really rallied for her to be able to get that last one at the end there, to be able to, it was a good game to get all her subs in too at the end there, to get everybody else. I mean, the last 5-6 minutes of that game, our reserves got in and they played well. And it was, yeah, like I said, after a tough loss and a close loss with Independence, it was nice to come in there and do what we kind of really wanted to do. We had like 20, 21 offensive rebounds in that game. We had, you know, 20, like six defensive rebounds in that game. So we really just crashed the boards. We just did well there besides. And then Lily Brisky, who's been really solid for me all year, you know, averaging 26, 27 points a game for me so far in five games. So she's just been a dominant force for me. So having Rachel and her, you know, that just helps opens up my other teammates to have shots on a given night.
Indeed, 69-35, the victory. Then coming back on Monday, starting off the week, MFL Marmac was the opponent, got to stay at home. Bulldogs came out on top 55-38 as we take a look at how this game went down.
Yeah, this one, MFL, to their credit, they really came at us aggressively. I mean, and they really, like, double-teamed, triple-teamed Lily. They just packed things in the paint on her, and they kept a girl out on Rachel in this game. We just got a slow start in that first quarter. We got down 8-9-0 right away. Just couldn't get no flow in the game early. To our credit, we did battle back at the end of the first. I think we were just down by like four going into the second quarter. And just had we struggled that night, whatever, with MFL shooting the ball. We just, I think we ended up being 2-for-26 from the three-point line. And besides Lily, she had her usual 25 points, even though the girls were holding her and grabbing her and just packed things in the paint. She just worked really hard for me. I was happy with how she played. And they held Rachel just 1-for-2 from the three-point line. So she only got two shots off all night for me. So it was just one of those nights where The other girls have been hitting shots for me the other four games, but tonight was just one of those nights where we just couldn't get the ball to go in the hole.
Indeed. And last night, trying to come back and stay at home again and host Maquoketa Valley, and fortunately Mother Nature didn't agree with that, so postpone until Monday the 22nd now, that Monday right before Christmas breaks. Your season, first half of the season extended a little bit to that week of Christmas, so you have that makeup that night at home. And now you focus on getting ready to make the road trip to Friday night to Northland. We're looking forward to seeing your team for the first time, as we'll have coverage coming up on Friday night at Northland as you get ready for the Lynx with Coach Wheatley and company. Little new look Lynx here, a group that replacing a lot of talent for the last few years here. Only two or three girls that have a lot of experience. So Northland coming in at 0-2 as you'll travel there to take them on Friday night.
Yeah, no, exactly. Girls, we're really looking forward to it. Like I said, Coach Wheatley, even though he has a kind of a younger or newer team this year, but you know darn well as the season goes that they'll be a pretty solid ball club by the end of the year, and they'll be a contender anyway. But you know, just they're just off to the slow start. Plus, they played two really good teams to start out the year, so their record doesn't dictate them how good of a team they really are because of the opponents that they played. Because they had some unfortunate games that got canceled as well that they haven't played. So I'm hoping, us having five games already under our belt and them with two, that we'll be a little more seasoned and ready to go. And the girls are really looking forward to the opportunity to play them, and we'll give them our best effort for sure.
Indeed. Indeed. We're looking forward to it. All the coverage right here from Mix 94.7 Friday night. Coach, we'll see you at Northland on Friday night. Thanks for your time, and take care.
All right. Thank you, Swish.
You betcha. Steve Putz, head coach of the Echo Girls basketball team here on the program as we move along. More of the KMCH Sports Zone to get to on a Wednesday night right here for Mix 94.7.